Tall ships might be a tall order for Midland to accommodate in 2025. The festival, which visits areas around the Great Lakes once every 3 years, sailed into rocky waters recently when a request for funding was denied by the province. The funding that we rely on and applied for the tall ships, the main one that's in the hundreds of thousands, was removed by the province, Mayor Bill Gordon said. It wasn't just Midland's application, because we go in with city people, like the Toronto Harbour. All of us were denied this funding. Midland scheduled and promoted the three-day event for August 15 through 17 in 2025. Does it put into jeopardy the entire tall ships program? No, said Gordon, it just means either that it may be smaller, meaning less ships come because we have to pay for them, or we are hopefully successful in other funding sources. We have made applications to other funding sources, none of which could provide the missing funds from the province, but at least it's something. For years when the tall ships aren't visiting, the Georgian Bay Tugboat Festival is hosted. Both events are also held alongside the annual Northern Heat Rib Series Midland Rib and Beer Fest in Harborside Park. Two pieces of correspondence by Gordon were provided within the January 10th Council Information Package, a letter of extremely disappointing news to Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop informing the provincial representative that funding had fallen through, and a later letter to the Ontario Cultural Attractions Fund requesting funding. I'm not overly optimistic about lobbying the province right now, just because of all the things going on and telegraphing staggering sums of money to try and counter what's believed to be tariffs coming our way, said Gordon. Gordon also stated that an additional staff member was a request item to be addressed in the 2025 budget discussions happening this week, which if successful would alleviate burdened tourism employees. The position could be partially funded through the municipal accommodation tax. Detailed information, timelines and reports on the 2025 budget can be found on the budget and finance page of the Town of Midland's website. The letters regarding tall ships are available in the weekly council information package page on the Town of Midland website. Council meetings are held every third Wednesday, and can be viewed on Rogers TV cable channel 53 when available, or through the live stream on the Rogers TV website. Archives of council meetings are available through Rogers TV and on the Town of Midland's YouTube channel.